Imtim talayma anshei hu talaytin kain. Now you want to say people in this city, it's a derech for them to do it. So since in this city it's a derech that people here should be chayiv, the teretz is botla daitan etzah kolodim. Their das is botla to the whole world. Since rov of the world does not carry out this way, so even though this one city they do it this way, these people are mavato their das to the rov of the world, so it's still called the Maisa Mishunim. So chiddush
you say the Mishnah
ha-miskaven lohitzi lefonav. Somebody has kavon to carry something out in the front of him, like it's hanging around his neck, and in the front of him, and by mistake it come in the back of him, is potter. Still is potter. Is he had das to wear it in the front where he could watch it much better. By mistake it came in the back, therefore he's potter. In your handkerchief. The day she tluy in the front of. You want it to be hanging in front of you. So you had das to carry out this handkerchief holding your money in the front. Like you put it around your neck like a scarf and it's hanging down in front of you. That was your das to walk outside. And while you started to walk outside, it swung around and you're only carrying out on your back. So the Mishnah Potter, that wasn't your machshavtoi. Your machshava was to carry it out in front and you didn't do what you thought, your Potter. Shrashi Potter, loy niskaima machshavtoi. Vevulay ki mesasik, loy miskaven. That blazik kaptur of mesasik. You thought you're doing a maisoi tzor of carrying it out in front of you and it came out, it swung in your back and you only carried it out in the back of you, your Potter. Li'achrav, let's say for care, if you had das to carry out the wallet hanging down on your back, or bolo lefonov, and while you're walking by itself, it's swung in the front, then taki yichayiv. So chur is still shver, why yichayiv? Chur is still masasik. You had only das to carry out on your back. You didn't have das to carry out in your front. Still we're seeing the Gemara, why yichayiv? So the Gemara, b'yemis omru, alostra titza da halocha, ho isha, hachageres besinu, nisha da put like an apron on her, beimu lefonea, beimu liachrea chayevis. Whether she's wearing it in the front or she's wearing it in the back of her, still she's chayevis. She can royal lios chayzer. Because an apron you could use both places. So even though you put it to use in the front, and then it turned around by itself when it came out in the back of her, still she's chayev. Because an apron could be used both places. So drashi sinor kain mechnesayim al kitanim v'chagera soysel tznias. So the underpants smash madul tznias. V'yim tolsa boy shum dovol ohitzi. And she put it on one side, and it came to be on the other side. So she's chayiv. She came royal lias chayzer. Darko lias chayzer svivoseho. This by itself turns around her. She knew mitchila when she put this cloak, this beggar on, even though she's putting it on the front of her. She knew it's a derech for it to go around her. And by her movement, it moves to the back of her. So that was her dash. She's chayiv. We have Yudah Leimer af mekable piskin. Even people that receive letters is also chayiv. What has receiving letters got to do with this? It's Rashi. If you do it, me'af mekabli piskin, show melech lemoisrim lerotzim. Somebody gets a letter from the king to give it out to messenger boys to send it. Afein chayovim b'yotziyosim. They're also chayiv when they carry it out. What's the chiddush? Afilu lo neskayim machshavton. Even in the case where it wasn't a kayim what they thought. Lo going. The guy carried out this letter to Rishus Rabim, Amanas to give it to Reuven. He knows he has a famous messenger boy called Reuven. He had asked to give it to Reuven. And by mistake, instead of giving it to Reuven, he ends up giving it to Shimon. So I would think that's Potter, because she gave it to the wrong person. You didn't have machshava to give it to this person. You want to give it to somebody else. Kamashan Yehuda knows to Yechayiv. Have you told Yechayiv? So Rashi, Akach Loshin Aboysim Libi Megamgin. So this is Shred, this Pshat. Because my not committed to which person you had asked to take it out, to give to him. Lamaisa, you carried this letter outside to Rishus Rabin, and you gave it to person. What do I care if you had asked to give it to that one, now you give it to this one? What are the two dastim change to Maisa? That's what Rashi heard from Aboysim, and that is a Libi Megamgin. But if Yehudi says, well, that's not a Chsorun. Even though you had asked to give it to one, and you ended up giving it to somebody else, still you chayit. And we'll see in the Gemara why, Mashmut, it's a derech like that. It's a derech to change your mind to give it to somebody else. Therefore, it's called Kadarko in Yechayit. For the Gemara, Mashin in the Reshit says, if you have not to carry out this money wrapped around your neck in the front of you, and it goes in the back of you, we say, Yepotter, for the Gemara, Mashin, all the fun of you put it in the front. Obolo Yaakov, it goes in the back of you, the potter, because it didn't do what you thought. You're blind like Mesasek, you don't have das to carry out in the back of you. Obozoi, who are din the sefer? Liachrav, you are das to carry out in the back, hanging down your back. Obala lofana, by itself, it swung around the front of you. Is nami should also be potter. Holo yisavet machshavta, you didn't do what you wanted. You had not to carry on the back, not in the front. Amri ablaza, and if I'm a tistira, tavra, misha shanazu, la shanazu. Tistira, the ratio to the sefer. Whoever learned the ratio didn't learn the sefer. Because the two svaras are stiras. The Rashi Tanakama potter betavayu, but Tanabasa mechayi betavayu. Either you hold it mechayi machshavta, it's not mechayi machshavta, but the two dinam are stiras. Omar Rova, Rova says, "Nay, no, my kushi. What's the big kasha here? Dilma lufonik. If you have that to carry it out in front of you, obol li achrav. Then it turns around and goes into your back. Your reason why you put the high time with the potter. The svaras like this. Then it's kavul l'shmir mula. Why do you want to carry out the money in the front? Because you have money hanging down the front, you can watch it very good. That's called the shmir mula. So you had that to make a shmir mula." Now by itself it swung around in the back. In the back you can't watch the money so good. Maybe someone will come and steal the money. So it's not called you made a good shmirah. That's why you put there. That's not called Makayim Achshavtai. If you are there to do something good and something bad, worse, came out of it, that's not called Makayim Achshavtai. Mashenkin Faker, La'achron. If you are there to carry that in the back, in other words, your nicha, even though you can't watch it so good, for you that much shmirah is enough. Even though it's only in my back, but the fourth, it's on me, I'm not afraid. Obala lefanev, now it came in front of you, you know why you're chayiv. Hang no time with the chayiv. Because in the skav and the shmira p'chusa, you had true das to carry out in the back, which is not such a good shmira. You can't watch it so good there. But what happened though? The also the other shmira mula. It came out now in the front, you have a better shmira. So since you had a better shmira, that's not called mesasik. The tour, the svari is, if what you wanted to do, if it comes out worse than what you wanted to do, that's not called you mekayim achshavtoi. But if it came out better than what you want to do, avada, that's called mekayim achshavtoi. You don't feel bad about it. You happy? What happened? Avada yichayiv then. Rashi, we also be other shmir b'chusa. V'yanan tzadid le'nichale. You're not nicha. The fact it went from the front to the back, that's why you potter. Avul seifa, where it went from the back to the front, kol shchein de nichale. Avada, you happy with it? That's called kayim achshavta. Therefore, yichayiv. Yeah. So the Mori Elamai Kusha, Abazoi, like correct Rava, what was the old Kasha, what was Shver to you? Elamai Kusha, so the Mori Diyuka de Mastisin Kasha, tell you the Diyuka de Mishnah is what Shver. Shrasha Diyuka de Matin Lomedic Mastisin, that one was Shver. The Diyuka de Mastisin Kasha. It says, Ha Miskavin Loitzi Lufonim. Somebody had Kavona to carry out in front of him. Obol Oli Achrov, and now the Chavitz came in back of him as Potter. It's a Diyuk, Holi Achrov. If he had that to carry out in the back, Obolo liachrov, and he carried out in the back, it's like a chayiv. It's one year potter only if you had das to carry out in the front, and by mistake it came to be in the back. That's not called mekayim achshavtoi. But when metchila you thought to take it out and you're holding it, swinging it in your back, and you took it out in your back, then you chayiv, that's one deal. Aim is safe, what does the safe of the Mishnah say? Liachrov, somebody had das to carry out in the back. Obolo lefonov, and it swung around to the front of him, is his chayiv. Why? We say because it did a better shmirah now. So Chur Tzadiyak, who the chayiv? That's the reason why you chayiv. Because from the back, it swung around to the front, you had a better shmirah. Mashm hola achrav. But in the case where you had das mamach carried out in the back, or bolo liachrav, your taka left it that way. You carried the money out, hanging down your back, it's taka potter. Why? Because that's b'chlal not called derech chaytzor. That's the steer of the Kedukim in the Mishnah. Is what about you have das to carry out in the back, and you left it that way, you carried it out that way. The Reish is Mashmi Yechayim, and the Seif is Mashmi Yepotah. That was his Kasha. And this he answered back, Omer Reb Leza, Tavra, Misha, Shanazul, Shanazul, this Dik attack of Stira. So the Yukim, you have to say, two different people learn it. Omer Reb Ashi, write the name, my Kusha, what's the big Kasha? Dilma, that the Mishnah says at the Seifah, that you had das to carry out in the back, and it swung around in the front at Yechayim. You know why the Mishnah says only if it swung around in the front, Yechayim? You made a diik mashma, but still in the back. Your potter said, "Marnein, loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy liachiv a bolo liachiv the chayiv nein, loy mi boy avada." If you had to carry the money out, hanging down on your back, and you start to carry it out that way, you start to carrying it out now, hanging down your back, pshiti yichayiv, because that's mamish mekayin machshavtoi, the chayiv. Why do you savid the machshavtoi? Your mamish doing what you thought. El, the Mishnah saying a chinshna seifa. Afilu liachrav. In a case where you had das to carry out this money hanging down your back. Obola lefona, by itself, now it swings around to the front, is yitzvichle. That's the chinish. Salkot, I would have a half minute to say. Hoyev lo yasavid machshavtoi lo edchayev. Since lemaisa didn't do what you wanted to do, you wanted to do in the back, and it came around to the front. That's not called yomachshav. It's called masasi. You should be potter. Kamash melon. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. No, and like Rav has said before, say even though you are das to do a shmira pchusa, a worse shmira, but lemaisa now if it comes out a better shmira, avad yenicha with it. And since yenicha with it, that's always called makayim machshavtoi. As makayim machshavtoi is a svara yenicha, not nicha. Kamash melon the neskav and the shmira pchusa. V'yosu biyod the shmira mulu dechayiv ulaachrov. So therefore, there's no steer in the Mishnah. Le'enachnami, our Mishnah could hold guns fine, that if you have das to carry it out in the back, and you carry it out in the back, enachnami, take a chayiv. That's a vada called the kiyam achshavtoi, and that's called the derech pakach, in such a case, you also chayiv. So tomorrow, uli'achiv yishno, this halacha, those takas machloikis. Uli'achiv, abol uli'achrov, but in the case we have das to carry it out in the back, and lemaisi, you carry it out in your back, tanoihi. That's taka machlekes tanoim, if you chayiv or not. The tanya, we learned in the braisa. Ha moitzi moyis bepundosai. If somebody carries out money in his wallet, oh, pundosai here, we have it for pundosai, it means you're a belt. But a belt that has a hole inside, roi to carry out money. No pio lamala. Hey, the opening is on top. So that's a lamala dero to carry out like you have a money belt. So the derech to put money inside and carry it outside, since the hole is on top, that's normal. Avad yechayiv. What about piyul amato? You have the opening is on the bottom. So of course, it's not a derech to carry out such a type of a belt. All the money will fall out. Is Reb Yehuda mechayiv? Reb Yehuda still says yechayiv. As you have das now to carry it out with the belt facing downwards, and you did what you wanted, so therefore yechayiv. Like yechayiv machshavtoi. You have das to carry down this type of a belt. It's like a chayiv. The Chum and Poitrim, Chum said, no, you're potter. The Baal does not have a derech this way. That's called Shloike Darko, that's why you're potter. That's trying now Mishnah. Mishnah, like I said, like that. That was the Mishnah before we had. That was the offer of the Mishnah. Before it says, yeah, the Pundosa, it will pee or Lamato, you're potter. That's called Shloike Darko. That's not this Chachomim. Even though you have das to carry out the money in this money bill. But since the belt is upside down, your potter is called a shinu. So it's a machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanim. What are the svaras now Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanim? Omar lehen Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says to Rabbanim, Iyat Reb Yehuda says Yechayiv. You put the money in this money belt upside down, but you had asked this way Yechayiv. So Reb Yehuda, Iyat temoidim, bala achrov, or bala liachrov, shuchayiv. Like our Mishnah says here, if you have asked to carry out this money that's hanging down your neck on the back side, or it's hanging down your back, so since you have asked that way, and the Maisi carrying it on the back, then the Mishnah's mashmi chayiv. So you see, even though it's not normal to carry money hanging down your back because you can't watch it so good, but since you're doing it with that das, you're chayiv. So the Yehuda here also, since you have asked now to carry out the money in this belt, even though it's upside down, so what? I have das, I'm chayiv. Shuchayiv. The Yomru Loi, and the Chum answered back to Yehuda, but no, there's no Tushtel. V'yata Moida, aren't you Moida? Like the Mishnah before said, that Kalacha Yat, if somebody carries out something on the back side of his hand, or else Viragloi, or else he carries it out with his feet, Shu Potter. So you see, what, since it's a Maisa Mishuna, people don't carry out that way, you Potter. So go here also, if you're carrying out money in this belt that's upside down, so nobody carries money out that way, Havadi Shubai Potter. So that's the Yehuda's time. So the Shaila, how are you madama this case of carrying out a belt upside down? Is a daima to the Mishnah of carrying it on your back, and you have it in the back, or carrying it out mamash kalacha yad, or with your ragla? Is Omer of Yehuda, ani yamati dover echad. I'm saying one thing, vein omru dover acher, echad. And they're saying something else. They're saying two different svaras. Is ani lo matzasi trubul d'vrayim. I didn't find any up, I have no kasha on what the Chum are saying. Vehein, but they didn't ask me any kashri than what I'm saying. That's what Yehuda said. No, it's a stalemate. I have a swar and you have a swar. We don't know which one is right. So tomorrow, midah maluhu, iyate moidim. If Yehuda said to Rabbanim, aren't you moida that if you carry out something on your back and it remains on your back that you chayiv, as a chura diyik, lav mechlal the ptiri Rabbanim. Masha Yehuda said to Rabbanim, aren't you moida to me? And the pshat Rabbanim is, no, they're not moida. So chur, you see, it's a machlekes. In the case where you have das to carry out this money hanging down on your back, and you do it that way, so if Yehuda says yichayiv, but mashmud rabbanon say a potter, it's chiyot samachlit yastanoim. So tomorrow the taimech to come alei If you want to say, when Yehuda says, argue moide to me, that's mashma the rabbon and not moide. And they say, chayiv, or bezoi, the mechayiv of Yehuda, or tanya. Liacha yod of Raghu, the Riacha Potter. So bezoi, it's read the other part of the braisa. The rabbon said back to Yehuda, aren't you moide to me if you carry something out, kalacha yad, or you carry something out with your feet that you potter? So if you can tell me now, aren't you moider to me means that you're not moider, that's a stira. Because here it says, divri hakla is potter. Everybody's masking to be carry yakalacha yad yipotter. So the pshat is the arm moider to one and the other. So el, the pshat is like this. El li achrov, or bol li achrov, divri hakla chayim. That's true. Everybody holds that way. If you have nas to have the money hanging down on your back, and you walk out that way, even though you can't watch it so good, it's in your back, it's on the back of you, but since you have nas that way, you chayim. Everybody holds that way. Chomim and Reb Yehuda. Liacha yodoi v'ragloi divri akapota. If you carry out something mamish mishuna with your hands or with your feet, avadi apota. The key pligi, where's the machlekes Reb Yehuda? The Rabbonin, but pumdosi api lamata. It's the machlekes this case only. If you carry out money in this money belt, but the money belt is upside down, that the opening of the money belt is facing down. That's machlekes, is this called a maisa mishuna? Or else no. Since you have das to use this money belt for carrying out money, you have das this way. It's also chayim. Ma magn le liachav abol liachav. The Yehuda says it's doima to somebody that has das to carry out the money on his back to his chayim. Even though usually people don't do it that way, but since you have das, it's not called mishuna. He also has in this belt also. Since it's a money belt, are you doing it upside down? So what? That's not called enough mishuna to part to you. Omar, the Chum say no. Magm le liacha yodoi v'ragloi. They hold this is mamish called the Maisa Mishuna. It's worse than you have das to carry something in your back. Because in your back of thought, it's there. And what are you afraid? Maybe somebody will steal it. So you're not afraid somebody will steal it. That's not called such a Maisa Mishuna. But here, when you put the money in an upside down belt where it's aiming to fall out, that's Mishuna. Nobody carries it that way. Right. The Mishnah says, Vish Emes Amr Ha'isha could go out with this sinner, that even though she puts it on the front, it turns around to the back, she's chayiv, because it's a derech to wear it both ways. So the Maratona, Ko B'yemes Halochi, when the Mishnah says Loshim, B'yemes Amr means to say that's the Halochi that way. We have Yudu Ha'ima Af Mekabli Piskin. Yudu Rashi learns the Pshat that you take out this letter to give to a messenger boy to carry it, to take it. So you took it out to a Shutzarab Malmanas to give it to your friend, one messenger boy. And when you went outside, you didn't find him, you gave it to somebody else, to Yechayim. Even though I would think it's not called Mekayim Achshavta, no, it's to Yechayim. So tomorrow, what's the Hezbom? Tono, Shekein Lavlori Malchus Oysen came. That the king's messenger boys, they also do like that. But it's a derech that way. You take it out, I'm not to give it to one person, and if you can't find him, you give it to somebody else. So Rashi, Shekain Lavri Malchus Eisen Kain, Bedai to Lemaisu Mazet, to Derech Adat. People take out the letter to give it to somebody to send it with. V'yein Moitzoi, and they don't find him, Odvar HaMelech Nochut, but Gefrot, you're sending a letter from the king. So it has to get there. Or Motzach HaMaisu Loi, you find somebody else and you give it to that person. So since it's a Derech, to change your mind, if you can't find that person to give it to somebody else, that's called Mekayim Achshaf, like Yenichu with this, and therefore Yechayim. If somebody carries out bread with shusarabim, it's chayim. Chorapshita. Bread yichayim. To carry out a grave is yichayim. Hoitziyu shnayim. Loitziyu two people together carried out a piece of bread. Then peturim. That's the chiddush. Even though they did the melacha together, but shnayim, shesu, two people doing it together is potter. Lo yochol echod loitziyoi. If each one by himself, it's not strong enough. It's not a piece of bread. It's a big, heavy piece of metal they want to carry out. They want to carry a washing machine outside. So each one by himself can't carry outside. You need two people to carry out this washing machine together, then chayovim. Then the Tanakhama says yichayiv. And still we have Shimon Poiter. Shimon still holds your potter. But the machleik is, how far does the Ptur go of Shnayim Shasu? In a case where they both can't do it separately, now they need one another, is that still a Ptur? If Shimon holds still your potter? And the Chavim said no, in that case yichayiv. Rashi Yitzir Shneim Pturim, because the Yalop Yasoisa Yochav Loishneim, the Pasuk says, Yasoisa, you have to do the whole Molocha yourself, and not two people together. Chayavim Taim Aposh B'Gemara. So tomorrow, Omer Rav Yudu Omer Rav, V'yam Milo Omer Rabaya, V'yam Milo V'Maslitzim Tone, learned in the Braisa. Ze Yochav, in the case where it's a question of carrying out a piece of bread, that two people are doing it together, but Pshita, each one could have carried out by himself. Ze Yochav, V'ze Yochav. Both of them could have carried them out themselves.
And now they carried out together Reb Meir Mechayev. Interesting. Reb Meir does know from the Pturah Shtayim Shasu. This is the biggest Pturah to have. Still Reb Meir holds Yechayev. Even though Mamish two people carried out this piece of bread, that each one could have carried out by himself, still he holds Yechayev. His Reb Meir does know from our Mishnah, he does know from any Pturah Shtayim Shasu. We'll see in the Gemara why not. We have Yehuda, Reb Shimon Poitrim. They both say no, that's the Pturah of Shtayim Shasu. Since both could do it themselves, so they do it together, they're potter. Trashi zeh yochel oitzi levadav, zeh yochel oitzi levadav, yisiyo shneim, v'meyeh mechayiv, v'leidorish pasloitzi, he doesn't dash in his post at the part of two people. Lochi, el apoitri yochet shosu by royis beznik lekamon. He uses the post for another ptur. If somebody did a melocha on Shabbos, because Bezdin Paskin is mutter to do it, he's potter from a chattis. That's not called a shoygi. That's called like an oinis. You only call the shoygi if you do it by yourself, the mistake. Where a Bezdin was mati, you Bezdin Paskin, you let it carry in Shabbos, and you went and carried out, you're potter from chattis. That's where your Meir Dash is a posik. Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon the Poiter, Reb Yehuda the Poiter, the Lav Urcha Bochi, was Tamasis Reb Yehudi. It's not a derech where two people carried out. They said each one can carry out the piece of bread by themselves. If they do it together, here Rashi says, but it's not kedarkoin, avad yepotah. What about ze'ein yochol, the ze'ein yochol? It's a big washing machine, and each one can't carry it out by themselves. You need two people. As Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir mechayovim. Hey, so Meir pshita, and here even Rabbi Yehuda says yechayiv. That's like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. That since the Maaseh, each one can't do it by himself, so it's a derech, it's an urcha for two people to carry out. So Yehuda says yechayiv. So you have Shimon Poitlik in our Mishnah. Shimon says no. Even though it's a derech, you can't carry the washing machine out by yourself, you need two people, but still the Maaseh, two people are doing it, still your potter. We'll soon see the old Dashim Sukkim, how they know these Yisoidis. Rashi zein yochel zein yochel. The yuchayin lohitziy b'shnayim. It's a derech to carry the washing machine out with two people. Ba'os sviru lev Reb Yehuda k'Reb Meir. The chayiv. Reb Shimon pointed the alef mikro l'kamonim. Shimon asked even a pasuk for this. Even though it's a derech with two people carried out, still you potter. What about ze yochel v'zein yochel? You have something weighing 100 pounds. One person is a strong person. He could carry it out. The sack. You have 100 pound sack of potato. One person could do it by himself, and one person can't do it by himself. And they carry it out together. Is divrei hakol chayiv? Here, everybody's masking mechayiv. Rashi ze yochel zein yochel. Voitziu shneim divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody holds yechayiv. L'kam beforish haymenei chayiv. Later, we'll soon explain which one is chayiv. L'chur, the one that's chayiv is the one that could do it by himself. Since he could do it by himself, he's doing the whole melacha. And the other one is only called a messiah. Messiah shein by mamish. Ratanya nami hoch. We learn the brayta also. Hamoitzi kikur shusarabim. If somebody carries out a piece of bread by himself, he's chayiv. Hoitziu shneim, if two of them carried out, Reb Meir mechayiv, because Reb Meir does know from any pturah shneim shasu. Reb Meir holds even two, yechayiv. Reb Yehuda Omer, im lo yochol lechol loitziyoi. If each one couldn't do it by himself, hoitziu shneim is chayovim. If you're talking about a washing machine, you can't carry it out yourself, then yechayiv, because it's a derech to carry it out to people. V'im lav, but if each one can carry it out by himself, then pturim. Reb Shimon poiter. So right there, three times we have these same machlokes. Machlokes of Shimon hold is always a pter. Reb Yehuda hold it depends, it's a derech or not. If the guy can't do it himself, then he's chayin. If he can do it himself, he's pter. And the Meir says he always chayin. For the Gemara, we know how many. How do we know this machlokes? How do they know their svaris? The Tana Rabbanan, we'll dash in the posit. First says, b'yachoyso. We dash in oises kula, v'loyoises mitzosli. You have to do the whole melochi yourself, and not if you do half the melochi yourself. Ketzad, shnayim shoy oichzim b'malgis. Two people are holding like a pitchfork. V'loyzim. And they're pushing the hay together. So Rashi says that the melochis imur. You're moving the tfua together. So two people are doing the melochis together. They're potter, that's called shnayim shesu. V'karka v'sheftim. They're holding like the needle and they're sewing together. V'kul mis v'kaitzvim. Two people are holding the pen and they're writing together. V'kon v'asilu v'shusarabim. Two people are holding a reed and they carry the reed out together with v'shusarabim. In such a case, the Brisa says yipotter. That's called basoisoi. You have to do the whole melacha yourself, and not two people doing it together. Yochol, I would think yechayovim. I would think if they do this, the chayiv talmud loyma biasoisa. We dash and oises kula v'loyosa mitzosa. Not if you do half the melacha. As when two people carry out the korban together, instead of each one only did half the melacha. It's the only chayiv if you do the whole melacha. The eagle shod the veil. We're talking about a big, heavy piece of the veil.